Our presentation is named Lifting Up Jesus in Africa.
Tumekichwa cha somo inaitwa kumuinua Yesu Afrika.
And on this slide you can see our personal website and also the website for the mission.
Hapa mnaweza kuona
website, I don't know.
Tovuti yetu ya wenyewe na ya kibidula.
When we are teaching evangelist students,
tunapokuwa tunawafundisha wainjilisti,
we really try to teach them this one principle.
Tunajaribu kuwafundisha kanuni hii.
Christ's method alone will give true success in reaching the people.
Njia ya Kristo pekee litakuwa na matokeo makweli.
The Savior mingled with men as one who desired their good.
Mwokozi alichangamana na watu kama mmoja aliyewatakia mema yao.
He showed his sympathy for them.
Alionyesha huruma kwa ajili yao.
He ministered to their needs.
Alihudumia mahitaji yao.
He won their confidence.
Na aliteka imani zao.
I'm getting tired. Sorry about that. Then he bade them follow me.
Ndiko akawaambia nifuateni.
There's 5 steps in this process.
Zipo kanuni tano ndani ya hii.
Okay. He mingled with the people as one who desired their good.
Alichangamana nao kama mmoja aliyewatakia mema yao.
He sympathized with them or empathized with them.
Aliwahurumia.
Then he ministered to their needs.
Ndipo akawahudumia.
And by doing these 3 things,
na kwa kufanya vitu hizi vitatu,
the 4th one comes automatically.
Cha nne kinakuja peke yake.
When you are a medical missionary,
unapokuwa mtu anayefundisha afya na kuwasaidia na afya,
you're doing steps 1, 2, and 3.
Wewe unafanya hatua za kwanza na mpaka la tatu.
Many of the methods we use for helping people with their health take time.
Vitu vingi tunavyovitumia kuwasaidia watu na afya yao vinachukua muda.
And that's a good thing.
Na hiyo ni kitu kizuri sana.
Because you can gain their trust. You can gain their friendship.
Kwa sababu unaweza kuteka imani zao.
And once they are your friend. Did you flick it again? Would you leave both switches alone, please? Here. And don't touch that one. Quit. Get your thumb away from it. Oh, sorry, he's tired. Lord help me. When we become friends with people, then they're interested in our God. And everything we've been talking about, it's for God's glory.
Na vyote ambavyo tumekuwa tunazizungumzia zinakuwa kwa utukufu wa Mungu.
Because we are just people.
Kwa sababu sisi ni watu.
People ask us, are you doctors? Are you nurses?
Watu wanatuuliza, je, nini ni daktari au wauguzi?
We are not.
Sisi sio.
We are just people that are willing to do whatever God calls us to do.
Sisi ni watu tu ambao tunataka tufanye ambacho Mungu anataka tufanye.
And that's what God is looking for, is willing hearts.
Na hiyo ndiyo Mungu anachotaka, ni kwamba watu watake kumhudumia.
We have been told that there's 3 things needed to be a missionary.
Tumeambiwa vipo vitu vitatu ambazo zinahitajika kuwa missionary.
What is it? Flexibility? Adapt. Can you say that? He does not say that in Swahili. Adaptability, adaptability, and adaptability. Especially in Tanzania. Because things do not always go the way you are expecting them to go. So, everything we're sharing, it's what God is doing through us. No glory to ourselves.
Vyote tunavyoambia ni kile ambacho Mungu anafanya kututumia sisi, sio sisi.
I wanted to say a little bit more about these new health banners that the Lord helped us to make.
Alitaka ongee kidogo zaidi kuhusu haya mabango mipya.
Do you need to sit down? This is what he gets when he's tired. Okay, move away. No, you don't need to see. When we made these,
tulipoyatengeneza,
we tried to make them very specific for Tanzania.
Tulitaka yawe vizuri sana kwa Tanzania.
Or Kenya or some other Swahili speaking place.
Au sehemu nyingine ambao wanaongea Kiswahili.
And we've made them to where there is no copyright.
Tumeyatengeneza ili kila mtu anaweza kuitumia.
So we can give the files to anybody and they can print them for free.
Kwa tunaweza kumpatia mtu wote faili hizo na wanaweza kuzichapa.
They can print them on paper or print them as banners. We are giving free license to whoever wants them.
Tunaweza kuwapatia afu wao wanaweza kuyachapa kwa karatasi za kawaida au kwa mabango makubwa na tunawatolea bure.
Because we want to enable people to be medical missionaries.
Kwa sababu tunawataka watu waweze kuwasaidia watu na afya.
The normal health banners that are purchased through HERS, H-E-R-S.
Yale ya kawaida yanayonunuliwa kwa kampuni ya HERS.
Are copyrighted.
Yamefanya mtu wa kawaida hawezi kuyatumia na kuyachapa mwenyewe.
And they're expensive.
Na zina bei ya juu.
It would have cost us $2,400 to get new banners sent to us in Tanzania.
Ingetuchukua dola 2,000 na zaidi kuweza kuyapata pale Tanzania.
We made these, we designed them.
Tuliyatengeneza hizi sisi wenyewe.
We used royalty-free photos or photos we took ourselves.
Tulitumia picha ambazo sisi wenyewe tumepiga au picha ambazo zinaruhusiwa kutumiwa.
And now we are giving these files to whoever wants them.
Na sasa kila mtu anavyovitaka anazipata.
So this is a gift from the Lord. We praise him for that. It was a big job.
Mungu kwa hiyo.
So we're so thankful for that. People ask, how did Joshua learn the language so well?
Watu wanatuuliza, Joshua alijifunzaje Kiswahili?
Joshua likes people.
Ninawapenda watu wote.
Especially little people.
Hasa watoto.
And he likes to play with children.
Na ninapenda kucheza.
So to do that well, you need to communicate.
Kwa kucheza lazima uweze kuongea.
So it has come very easily for him. He has made many friends. You're not going to translate any of that? Okay. Sometimes the stories don't have happy endings.
Pengine hadithi hazitokei vizuri.
We were visiting at another mission location.
Tulikuwa mission nyingine.
And we were told that one of the workers' sisters had just had a baby.
Tuliambia kwamba moja ya wafanyakazi pale mission ya kwamba dadake alikuwa amemzaa mtoto.
But the baby had a sore on its back.
Lakini walisema ana kidonda mgongoni.
And the mother had a sore on her stomach.
Wakasema na mwanamke mwenyewe aliyemzaa ana kidonda tumboni.
So we went to see them.
Mama na baba na wengine walienda kuwaona.
And we saw this.
Mtoto alikuwa hivi.
This is spinal bifida. This is very bad. For those of you who don't know, the spinal cord is actually outside the spinal column.
Uti wa mgongo umetokea nje ya mgongo. Hiyo ni uti wa mgongo mnachokiona kimetoka nje ya ngozi.
And the mother had this.
Na mwanamke mwenyewe alikuwa na hiyo tumboni.
We're like, we can't fix this.
Mama na baba na huyo anayeendesha ile mission wakasema sisi hatuwezi kusaidia na hiyo.
Why did the hospital let you out?
Kwa nini hospitali walikuruhusu utoke hospitalini na hii?
We took her back to the hospital the next day because it was nighttime already.
Ilikuwa usiku tayari wakampelekea hospitali ke siku baada yake.
And we found out that she and the family insisted that she be released.
Na wakagundua kwamba huyo mwanamke na familia yake waliamkia hospitali ya kwamba lazima wamtolee kutoka hospitali.
And it was because they couldn't continue to pay for the help.
Ilikuwa kwa sababu hawana hela ya kutosha kuendeleza hospitali.
So the mission there said, you've got to go back into the hospital. You have to get well enough to take this baby to Dar es Salaam, to the big hospital.
Na mission pale tukasema, hiyo sio sawa, sisi tutalipia, na wewe utapona mama, na utamchukua mtoto hospitalini Dar es Salaam.
So she did go back in the hospital, the mother and
mama
the child.
Na mtoto wakaenda hospitalini.
The mother got well.
Mama akapona.
And she came back to the mission station.
Alirudi mission.
And we said, you need to go immediately to Dar es Salaam, to the big hospital, because your baby can die.
Tukamwambia, mama, lazima uende Dar es Salaam sasa hivi, kwa sababu mtoto anaweza kufa.
But they delayed.
Wakasubiri.
And then she said, the baby's not moving its leg anymore.
Baada ya muda wakasema mtoto hawezi kuwa miguu yamepooza.
And we said, you must go as soon as possible.
Tukamwambia, nenda, nenda.
And we explained that we would help with the finances.
Tukamwambia, tutasaidia na hela.
So she finally went with the baby to Dar es Salaam.
Muda mrefu ikapita, akaenda.
But the baby did die.
Mtoto akafa.
So sometimes the stories are sad.
Pengine yanahuzunisha.
But it may have been God in his mercy that allowed this baby to die.
Lakini labda Mungu ilikuwa rehema yake kumruhusu mtoto afe.
Because this child would have had a very hard life even if it had lived.
Kwa sababu mtoto kama angeishi, maisha yake yangekuwa ngumu.
Sometimes we have injuries that come to our door.
Pengine watu wanajiumiza ndipo wanakuja.
This young girl had hit herself with a machete, a panga.
Huyo alikuwa amejikata na panga.
And so we scrubbed it up, cleaned it up, and bandaged her.
Tukaisugua, sugua, tukaweka bandage.
And she continued to come back, and it got well very, it healed very nicely.
Kila siku alikuwa narudi, hafu ikapona vizuri.
We have seen God working in amazing ways.
Tumeona Mungu akifanya akitenda kazi kwa jinsi nyingi.
We went to one location to do health outreach.
Tulienda sehemu fulani kufanya effort ya afya.
And the, what was the proper term in English?
The village chairman
invited us to do the entire set of meetings in his front yard under his mango tree.
Na mkuu wa kijiji akasema njoo pale nyumbani ndani ya sehemu yangu na ardhi yangu. Na ufanyi masomo chini ya mwembe wangu.
And we ate lunch in his house each day.
Tukala chakula ndani ya nyumba yake.
And it has been amazing how God is opening doors for us to reach people.
Was he Muslim?
And he was a Muslim. Translate.
Alikuwa Muislamu.
At another effort, we had a box of the VG Zoo or the tracks, but they're actually Bible studies.
Na sehemu nyingine tulikuwa na VG Zoo vya masomo vya Biblia.
And when we gave out the first one,
tulipogawa ya kwanza,
everybody wanted one.
Kila mtu alikuwa anakuja na kiomba VG Zoo.
And then throughout the rest of the day,
siku ilivyoendelea,
we saw them reading them and sharing them with others.
Tuliona wakizunguka zunguka wanazisoma wanampa mtu mwingine anazisoma.
So we see it's very different there than what we see here.
Pale ni tofauti kuliko hapa.
People are hungry for the truth.
Watu wanataka sana ukweli.
I want to tell you this little story.
Anataka kuambia hadithi kuhusu hapa.
We went to Liwale.
Tulienda pale Liwale.
To do health effort in connection with an evangelism effort.
Tulifanya afya pamoja na effort ya kawaida.
We also taught a medical missionary class there.
Pia tuliwafundisha watu pale jinsi ya kuwahudumia watu.
Almost all of the people in this area are Muslim.
Karibu watu wote pale ni Waislam.
And when we had the health effort,
na tulipofanya effort ya afya,
and the evangelism effort,
na uinjilisti,
very few people came.
Watu wachache walikuja.
The first day.
Siku ya kwanza.
But after the first day,
baada ya siku ya kwanza,
they said, "We want you to come back again tomorrow."
Walisema, "Tunaomba uje kesho."
And we're like, "We were not planning to come tomorrow."
Tukawaambia, "Kesho hatujapanga kurudi."
But we changed our plans.
Tukabadilisha mipango.
And we continued to do the health effort.
Tukaendelea kufanya effort ya afya.
There were some baptisms.
Yalikuwepo batizo machache.
But the really exciting thing to me is that a group of our students went back again last year, 1 year later.
Lakini kitu cha kupendeza sana ni kwamba mwaka mmoja baada yake wanafunzi wetu walirudi pale.
And they started to do the same thing.
Wakaendelea na hiyo hiyo.
And they had hundreds of people come.
Na watu mamia walikuja.
Because they had experienced it the year before, they were no longer afraid, and they were coming out. There would be over 100 people waiting for them every day.
Na watu walikuwa wameona ni nzuri, walikuja kuwasubiri, walipofika walikuwa na watu mamia wanawasubiri.
And this is an area which is almost completely Muslim.
Na sehemu hiyo ni Waislam, asilimia 99.
And there were many people who accepted Christ as their Savior and were baptized.
Na watu wengi walibatizwa.
So we praise the Lord. So here's the Muslim man here. At one of our efforts, our team was several people.
Tulikuwa na timu ya watu wachache.
It was Joshua and I in this location.
Ilikuwa mama na mimi.
And my husband and another translator were on the other side of Tanzania.
Na baba na mtu mwingine walikuwepo upande mwingine kabisa ya Tanzania.
There was the evangelist.
Kulikuwa mwinjilisti.
The organizer.
Wale waliokuwa naipanga.
And a few others.
Na watu wengine.
And the lady in the white.
Yule anayevaa shati nyeupe pale hapo upandeo.
Her name is Juliet.
Anaitwa Juliet.
She's a Seventh-day Adventist.
Mwadventista.
She is a literature evangelist.
Hata huyo ni
evangelist. Just say evangelist. How would we translate that? Yeah, but he needs it in Swahili. She sold.
Muuza vitabu vya dini.
But she is illiterate.
Hawezi kusoma neno hata moja.
But she would learn what the books said.
Lakini alikuwa mtu anamsomea yanamaanisha nini.
She would tell others.
Hafu alipokuwa naenda.
And they would buy them.
Anawaambia hii ndivyo inavyomaanisha na wakazinunua.
I even bought one from her.
Hata mama alimnunua moja.
When she came,
alipofika,
she was sick.
Alikuwa mgonjwa.
But I didn't know that.
Mama hakujua.
We tested all of our team members, their height, their weight, their blood pressure.
Tuliwapima wanatimu wote, BP, urefu, uzito.
And her blood pressure was very high.
Na BP ilikuwa juu sana.
And her weight was high.
Na uzito ilikuwa juu sana.
And she actually cooked for our team.
Yeye alikuwa anatupikia timu yetu.
And so we asked for food with no oil.
Tukaomba ya kwamba tuwe na chakula bila mafuta.
Only unrefined grains.
Na vyakula visivyokobolewa.
Nafaka.
Nafaka.
Oh, well, I said grains. Fruits and vegetables.
Na mboga mboga na matunda.
And some peanuts.
Na karanga.
And She was with us every day.
Alikuwa pamoja nasi kila siku.
And after a few days,
siku chache zikapita,
she said, "I'm eating the same kind of food as you're eating."
Akasema nakula vyakula ambavyo sisi nyinyi mnakula.
Because she would fix other food for the other people that had oil and sometimes it had chicken and different things.
Sasa yeye alikuwa anatengenezea chakula cha watu wengine ambao ilikuwa na mafuta na kuku na mengine.
And she came to the meetings and was listening to what we were saying.
Alikuwa anakuja mikutanoni na kusikia tunafundisha nini.
And she came and she says, "I'm drinking lots of water now."
Akasema nakunywa maji mengi.
And I'm walking.
Natembea.
At the end of the 2 weeks,
mwishoni wa wiki zile mbili,
she gave us a testimony.
Alitupatia shuhuda wake.
She said, before she came to these meetings,
alisema kabla ya kuja mikutanoni,
she could only walk a few steps before she felt like she could not breathe.
Alitembea hatua chache kabla ya kusikia kama hawezi kupumua.
She told her sons,
aliwaambia watoto wake,
"Someday you're going to come to my house and you're just going to find me dead."
Akawaambia utakuja utanikuta kitandani nimekufa.
Because I am so sick.
Kwa sababu ya ugonjwa wangu.
We tested her blood pressure at the end of the meetings.
Tukampima BP baada mwishoni.
And it had dropped 90 points.
Ilikuwa imeshuka 90.
And she was walking. She was out walking me.
Alikuwa anatembea haraka kuliko mama.
She said she could breathe.
Alisema naweza kupumua.
She said, "God has given me life again."
Mungu amenipatia uhai tena.
She said, "I can continue to work for him."
Alisema naweza kuendelea kumtumikia.
So we praise the Lord for what he is doing. You saw a little bit of this picture and story earlier.
Uliona kidogo picha hii na hadithi hii.
The lady is fortunate that I told you about.
Na huyo mwanamke ndio fortunate.
But the man, his name is Mr. Ogilio.
Huyo mtu wa nyuma pale anaitwa Bwana Ogilio.
His brother is Dr. Ogilio.
Kakake ni Daktari Ogilio.
And when we were in Dar es Salaam in February,
tulipokuwepo Dar es Salaam mwezi wa pili,
our director explained to this doctor what we're doing with people, especially with high blood pressure and diabetes.
Mkurugenzi wetu alimuelezea daktari ya kwamba tunafanya nini na kisukari na mengine.
He told them that people were getting well.
Hakamwambia watu wanaokuja wanapona.
And he said, "I've never seen that happen."
Akasema sijawahi ona mtu hata mmoja akipona.
We've heard about people doing it, but we've never seen it.
Akasema tunasikia huyo amepona, hatujawahi muona mtu aliyepona.
He said we have some very high profile government officials with diabetes.
Akasema tunao watu cheo cha juu kabisa serikalini wanao kisukari.
And I want to send them to you.
Nataka niwatume pale kibidula waone.
And my director is a very intelligent man.
Mkurugenzi wetu ana akili sana.
He said, "Give us someone low profile first."
Akasema tupatie mtu sio wa serikali juu kabisa. Tupe mtu wa chini chini wa kawaida.
So he sent his brother.
Akatuma kakake.
Who has diabetes type 2.
Bye, yeye anayo kisukari.
Dr. Ogilio said, "If you can get a 20% success rate,
akasema ukiweza kufaulu asilimia 20,
then I will have your people train every doctor and nurse in the country of Tanzania about diabetes."
Akasema mtamfundisha kila daktari na kila muuguzi nchi nzima.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse.
Sisi sio daktari, sisi sio wauguzi.
And there's only 3 people on our team, 4 if you count Joshua.
Team tupo watatu, ukiunganisha mimi, 4 tu.
We need more workers.
Tunahitaji wafanya kazi.
Mielewa. Say it in English. Do you understand? He came one week before we left, Doug. He arrived at Kibidula 1 week before we came to the U.S.
Alifika kibidula wiki moja kabla ya sisi kuja hapa.
After 2 days,
siku mbili zikapita,
he took himself off of his medication because his blood sugars were coming down too fast.
Aliacha kutumia dawa kwa sababu kisukari yake ilishuka haraka na zikaanza kuwa chini kuliko inavyotakiwa.
His pain started leaving.
Maumivu kaondoka.
After just a few days, he said, I want my wife to come after I go home, and I have another friend that I want to come here.
Akasema, siku kama mbili tatu zikapita, akasema, mke wangu wanakuja, na wenzangu wengine wanakuja.
Corey has since emailed me and said that after 3 weeks, he is completely well.
Na Corey ametuambia kwamba wiki tatu zimepita tayari, na yeye amepona kabisa.
We need more workers.
Tunawahitaji wafanya kazi.
Yes, ma'am. They're exercising. Good question. Why are they doing this? They're stretching and exercising.
It's a camera pose.
That's a good question. Because these are the pictures Corey gave me. That's why. Please pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers. You're getting tired, I can tell. I told you that we have many needs at Kibidula.
Alikuambia kwamba tuna mahitaji mengi pale Kibidula.
I'm going to tell you a story that is not my own. And my son has said he doesn't want to translate. How many Swahili speakers do we have here? Wangapi wameelewa Kiswahili? Wapo hapa. Mbili, you have to translate. Okay, she does. We have another one over here too, though. Okay. Sorry, Joshua. He's tired. Samahani. Naomba. Utusamehe sana. Amechoka. So please excuse him. He's very tired. Okay. It's not my story, but it's a good story. I'm waiting for him to translate. just caught that. We do this all the time in Tanzania. We have to deal with translators. When I was in Zimbabwe, they speak English, and it was actually very hard for me to teach in English after teaching with Swahili and with translators and simplifying things very much. So I was surprised at how hard it was for me to just speak in English, but I'm doing it again. This story I got from Facebook, okay? But I think it's true, and whether it's true or not, it's a really good story. The story goes like this. There was a pastor on an airplane flying a long distance. And a familiar ding came on, and the fastened seatbelt light came on as well. Then there was a message over the intercom that said, please return to your seats and fasten your seatbelts. There's some turbulence ahead. That's a common thing for those of us who have flown, right? And then a few minutes later, there's another announcement. I'm very sorry, but drink service is going to be delayed because there's going to be some very strong turbulence. All of the flight attendants, please return to your seats. So they take the drink carts away, and the flight attendants get in their seats, and they buckle up also. And the turbulence gets very strong. How many of you have flown with strong turbulence? Okay, and sometimes it's a little anxiety-creating kind of a thing, right? It can be a little interesting. And the turbulence was like that. It was a very strong turbulence. And the pastor noticed that a lot of the other passengers were starting to look worried, anxious, fearful. But then he noticed a young girl. And she didn't look fearful at all. She was at peace. She was reading a book and just going on as normal. And he continued to watch her, and she was not in the least bit afraid of all this circumstance around her. They lived. The plane landed, and he noticed this little girl again, and she wasn't quickly getting off the plane. The other passengers were getting off, so he went over to her and asked her, I noticed you were not fearful when we were going through all that turbulence. And I wanted to ask you why. So I'm sorry, I have a hard time saying this story. She said, "Oh, that's easy. My daddy's the pilot, and he's taking me home." Our lives have turbulence. We have rough spots in our life. We have situations that don't go the way we expect them. But is God the Father the one who's piloting your life? If He is, no matter the detours or the turbulence, we can have complete peace knowing that He's going to take us where we need to go. That little girl had complete faith because she knows her father loves her. She knows his capabilities, and she knows that he knows she's on the airplane, and he's not going to take that plane somewhere to put his daughter to risk. Do we have that kind of faith? Do we have that kind of faith in God? Knowing that wherever he takes us, it's going to be okay. And that's why I share this story. Because when we prayed several years ago, "Lord, whatever you want us to do, wherever you want us to go, just make our paths straight and clear." He took us on some paths we did not expect. He moved us 5 hours away from where we had employment. We went from northwest Arkansas to the middle of Missouri, and we didn't know why. And then we couldn't start doing the same kind of work we were doing. We ended up, Doug started doing construction work, then he started doing a lot of solar installations and all these other things before we actually got our massage business open and going again and doing medical missionary outreach through it. But now, looking back, we could see how important this training was for us. My husband is so useful in the mission field. He can build all kinds of things. He installs all the solar systems. Just so many things. And we met some pretty special people along the way. And there's just so many stories I could tell you about how God has led us since we got on our knees that day and just said, "Wherever you want us to go, whatever you want us to do." And as I've said before, for some of you, for all of you, your mission field starts in your home. But for many of us, it's in the workplace. It's our neighbors. It's those far distant relatives. It's Wichita. But for some of you, it's further away. And I do know that Kibbe Dula does have a great need. We have a lot of positions that need help. And if God is calling on your heart to be part of it, get your questions answered. I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Then said I, "Here am I, send me." Isaiah 6, verse 8. And he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Mark 16, 15. God is opening doors in Tanzania that just almost put me into a state of fear. We are just people. But if God can use a donkey, or if God can use a dog, God can use me. My friends, I believe time is short. I believe that we will see our Lord Jesus come in the clouds, not too far off. But I pray for him to hold back the winds of strife a little longer, because there's too many people that don't know his character. They don't know the truth. They do not know the love of God. And we are going to do all we can to share the love of Jesus until he comes back. The medical missionary work opens doors at high levels, low levels, and everything in between to reach people's heart with the love of Jesus. And we are humbled that he has allowed us to be part of that. But he's also calling each of you to be part of his work wherever you may be. And I just want to encourage you in that. Yes. We pray a lot. The question was, how do we cure these people of diabetes? Diabetes type 2 has three causes: overweight, high-fat food, lack of activity. So we work on those three things. We get them drinking a lot of water. We get them moving. For some of them, it's starting really slow, but we get them to walk, especially right after meals. But we start them moving and exercising. We change them over to a completely plant-based, unrefined diet. And sometimes that means even a restrictive diet to a point. Sometimes we need to reduce the calories sort of quickly to get a fast response. So we put them on whole grains, fruits and vegetables, 2 meals a day. Get them walking, get them drinking water, and we pray. No oil. Yeah. No. Sugar and sweeteners don't cause diabetes, but once you have diabetes, your body responds badly to sugar. So we deal with the causes more than we do the symptoms. But no, we don't. The fruit there is so sweet and so good. And if you have them on whole grains, we can give them fruits. We're a little careful in the beginning. Corey handles all the very particulars with the protocol for the diabetes and so forth. We recommend a very much reduction of refined sugar for everyone. And for those who may want to use it in moderation, we don't have white sugar typically in Tanzania. It's more of your unrefined sugar unless you go to some of the larger cities. But it would be like what you get as a raw sugar here, a turbinado or something like that. And what we encourage is if they're going to use it, they use it in a high-fiber, whole-grain food. Okay, but we Tanzanians love their sugar, and they love their oil. And a lot of them that have more money love their meat and their eggs and their milk as well. Tanzanians several years ago did not have these lifestyle diseases. Right now, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, and cancer are just skyrocketing because people don't know. They look at the West and they believe all the commercials that, you know, we're so wonderful and happy and healthy and everything over here. And they don't realize we're dying like flies. Okay? And so they have not only now adopted a lot of our bad habits, but they have also now gained our diseases. And the doctors there tell them if they have diabetes and high blood pressure, you're going to have it the rest of your life. You just take medication. And we've had students come, some older students that came, and he came in late, like 2 weeks late into class. So he missed a lot of foundational stuff, and he was sort of upset that we were teaching health. And I mentioned that high blood pressure and diabetes could be reversed, and he stood up. It's like the first day of class after he'd already said some naughty things. And he said, "I think God has sent us here because both my wife and I have diabetes and high blood pressure, and our doctor said we'd never get well." He was, what's the word, antagonistic. He was very antagonistic when he came to class because he'd missed all the foundational things. He missed, you know, Christ's method and all these things. By the time he left, he was our greatest promoter. He invited us to come to the city where he lived and give health sessions at his church. He invited us to his home village to do health sessions. You know, God knows everyone's heart. If you have someone who's the antagonist, that seems like the enemy, pray for them. And we prayed a lot for them. And they got better. They gained their health back, too. So, but that's a very good question. So what are the causes of diabetes? Overweight, high-fat diets, lack of activity. Okay? Now, I won't launch off into a diabetes lecture here, as tempting as it is. High blood pressure can have some additional things, but a lot of times if you will do the same things, if you will get on a correct eating plan and exercise and eliminate those things which are harmful, the body can heal itself. Heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, and many cancers even. Not all cancers, but many cancers. It will greatly improve. When you were little and you fell and you scratched your knee, your parents didn't rush you to the emergency room. You healed. God made us fearfully and wonderfully to heal. And if we will treat our bodies well and give it what it needs, and we will pray to the one who made us, we will see miracles. We can see miracles. God does allow some people to die in his wisdom. But it's wonderful to see what God will still do as we do the best that we can. Thank you for those questions. Yes, sir. Kibidula long before we went there. Kibidula has been around since the 1960s, before I was born. I was told that it has a meaning. There's over 200 tribal languages there. And then there's Kiswahili or Swahili, which is the official language. And we've been told that Kibidula has some type of a meaning to do with much water. And we do have much water at Kibidula. We have several springs, we have some streams, and we are also edged in by a marsh. That's the correct English term. So that's what the name Kibidula comes from. It's a good question. I get that a lot. Another question that you didn't ask, which I finally have the answer to, didn't have it all the previous people who asked. We have about 50 staff members at Kibidula, not including children and spouses who do not contribute to the work, which that's really not a good term. They don't officially contribute to the work. Okay? About 50 staff. Yes, sir. Shaking his head. Doug's heard of the name. I should. How interesting. Wow. Well, if anybody wants to loan us a book, my son absolutely devours books in hours. He would be happy to read those books and return them to you, and he'll update us completely. So that he's a total bookworm, and he loves mission stories, so that's a great question. We have had a lot of people who know many people that have been at Kibidula. Dr. Sparks and his family were at Kibidula. Somebody was asking me about them today. We actually live in the house that Dr. Sparks built. The Dysinger. Is that right? I always say it wrong. Dysinger family. They were at Kibidula. The Mosiers were also there. The Harnishes. Who was it talking about the Harnishes today? Somebody who's not here anymore. The Dolls. The Harnish family was there. I know there's some others too, but some. Who's OCI Africa? Busel. The Busel family also. The Fournier family, Frank Fournier, does anybody know who Frank Fournier is? Okay, several people know who Frank Fournier is. Frank Fournier is the current president of ASI, and he is now vice president, is that correct, Doug? Vice president of OCI, Outpost Centers International. He was, I don't know what the correct term is, president, director, or something, of Eden Valley in Colorado for many years. He is no longer at Eden Valley. He is now in Tennessee with OCI. His son is our director, Jason Fournier. And Frank's wife, our director's mother, Janet Fournier, is the one who was running Eden Valley Foster Care Mission in Tanzania, 5 hours away from us, that we go and work there at least once a year doing a one-month program. She has returned back to the U.S. to be with her husband permanently, praise the Lord. And we now have two new people that are running Eden Valley Foster Care Mission. So, all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So you have some options. Pray for them. You can work towards buying a ticket and go and join them. And we can also support them. I wouldn't mind if we take up an offering right now towards your ministry. And could I have a couple of volunteers to pick up baskets in the back and take up an offering towards their ministry? This is not something that we had talked about, but I think we should do that. They welcome visitors, she said. And so if you want to visit, and you have diabetes. No, so definitely. How long are you going to be in this country? In this, you're leaving here on Wednesday. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful presentation that we heard of what's happening overseas in Kibidula, Tanzania. And I pray, Father, that you will continue to bless that ministry and that they will be able to reach a lot of people, especially if you're thinking about the higher-ups in Dar es Salaam, who are now potentially providing them with more influence. Pray that you will lead in that endeavor. And bless now as we contribute. May they find the workers and the funds they need to continue. In Christ's name, amen.